This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
People needed to hear, oh, how readily did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him, his love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah, Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome again to Righteous Companions, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet's faithful companion, the second of the two, Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. I talk to the Ummah at large, and I'm addressing a certain segment of the Ummah, and I'm echoing the statement, the call that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. You know what he said? هَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُونَ لِي صَاحِبِي. Leave my companion alone. Do not attack Abi Bakr. Do not curse him. Don't do that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling upon you. If you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should not harm his friends. You should not harm his best friend. You should not harm his faithful friend, Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. And I'm amazed at someone who has the courage and the guts to curse someone who already we know is called the truthful, who we already know that he is a dweller of Jannah. I'll explain, brothers and sisters in Islam, and I'm talking to all of you, and I'm talking to that certain segment of the Ummah. Please don't. And hear me carefully and listen to what I'm about to say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and the hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari, min hadith Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman went to the top, up the top of the mountain of Uhud. And Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, and we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a very interesting statement regarding the mountain of Uhud. He said this, Uhudun jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuh. Uhud is a mountain that we love and Uhud loves us. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab and Uthman ibn Affan, the four of them, went to the top of the mountain, Uhud shaked, irtajaf. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit the mountain with his feet like this, and he said this, Uthbut Uhud, stay still Uhud. فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ, on the top of you, نَبِي, a prophet, وَصِدِّيق, and a truthful, وَشَهِيدَان, meaning Umar and Uthman ibn Affan, رضي الله عنهم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone who does not speak out of his vain desire, he always receives revelation. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He said that that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is Siddiq, is a truthful, and he will die as a truthful. This is what we call the rank of a Siddiqiyya, the rank of the truthfulness. And we know that rank is the next after the prophets immediately. What is the evidence? The verse in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ.
And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he will be in the company of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His favor upon. Amongst them are the prophets and then the truthful. Not only this, brothers and sisters in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to be a dweller of Jannah. How dare you accuse and curse someone who already in Jannah, who already will be in Jannah, decided in Jannah? I'm talking about the hadith that was narrated by Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu, and the hadith fi Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and the hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 10 companions and he said they are in Jannah. You know who's the first of the list? The first in that list, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Abu Bakr fi al-Jannah, Umar fi al-Jannah, Uthman fi al-Jannah, Ali fi al-Jannah, Talha fi al-Jannah, Az-Zubayr fi al-Jannah, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fi al-Jannah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas fi al-Jannah, Sa'id ibn Zayd fi al-Jannah, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah fi al-Jannah. How dare you go after? Actually, there is another hadith that is amazing. Listen to this. And the hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim min hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. One day Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said, you know what? I want to go and hang around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went and he looked for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he found him in a place, in a vicinity of a place called Bi'ru Aris, a well basically where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and drink and make wudu and maybe he would pray there. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and he basically after he made his wudu and he decided to sit there and relax and he placed his feet in the ground. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu came and says, Salamu alaykum ya Rasulallah. And he found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking some basically seclusion by himself. Then he decided, you know what, I'm going to be the doorman of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. I'm going to just guard the gate to that well. Then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came looking for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he wanted to go and see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abi Musa al-Ash'ari told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Abi Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr, wait until I get a permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abi Musa al-Ash'ari went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala ya Rasulallah, Abu Bakr would like to come. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, tell him to come, وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ اِئْذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Give him a permission to come and join me and give him a glad tiding of Jannah. The same hadith also talks about Umar ibn al-Khattab and Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anil jami'. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question to you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, how did Abu Bakr as-Siddiq reach that status? Just because he is the friend of the Prophet? Just because he's a faithful friend to the Prophet ﷺ? No. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, like Umar ibn al-Khattab has mentioned, and he said in the author fi Musnad al-Imam, if the iman, if the faith of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq would be placed in one side of the scale, and the iman and the faith of the ummah in the other side of the scale, the other pan of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the faith of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu would outweigh the faith of the ummah. From the beginning, Rasul sallallahu when he came to him and he told him, I'm the messenger of Allah, he did not even hesitate. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Done. As a matter of fact, there is a very interesting hadith just for you to know the status of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar in this hadith as well. Actually, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hadith fil Bukhari wa Muslim min hadith Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu in the absence of Abi Bakr and Umar, they were not there. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked to the companions and he said that one day a shepherd was basically going behind his sheep and then a wolf came. The wolf came and then he took one of the sheep to eat it. And then the shepherd ran behind the wolf asking for his sheep back. And after he got it back, the wolf sat on his back feet and then he spoke. He spoke to the shepherd and he said, who will guard your sheep yawm al-subah, the day when Prophet Isa alayhi salam will come back, will come down to earth. We know that the sheep, the wolf will play with the sheep. Then the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Rasulullah, أَذِئْبٌ يَتَكَلَّمْ. A wolf speaks. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَنَا أُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ. I believe that this will happen. وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. And Abu Bakr believed that, and Umar believed that. Because of their truthfulness, because of their iman, high level of iman. This is how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu reached that status, because of his heart, because of his truthfulness, brothers and sisters in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually in this hadith, he also said, one day somebody is basically carrying stuff in a cow, and the cow spoke to the person, and he told him, مَا لِذَلِكَ خُلِقْتْ. I was not created to carry stuff, I was created to help you basically cultivate your land. And then the Prophet, and then the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were amazed, and they said, أَبَقَرَ تَتَكَلَّمْ. A cow speaks. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the same statement, أَنَا أُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ. I believe in this. And Abi Bakr and Umar ibn al-Khattab. Also, we know the incident when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken in a journey by night from al-Masjid al-Haram, from Mecca, all the way to Jerusalem in one night, and he came back. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the disbelievers in Mecca about his journey, about his al-Isra from Mecca to Jerusalem, all of them were in a state of disbelief. Actually, some of the Muslims turned back to disbelief, because they for them it was unbelievable. And then they came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Look what your friend is saying. Look to what your friend is saying. He went to a journey from Mecca all the way to Jerusalem in one night, and we beat the necks of the camel to get there in almost a month. Look what he's saying. What did he say? Did he say that? Then he spoke the truth. Then he did it. هذه الصديقية. This is how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه outweighed the rest of the ummah because of his iman. شيء وقر في قلبه. Because of something in his heart, his truthfulness. He would believe anything that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him, because he believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not say anything that is not right. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not say anything that is not right. And this is how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq reached this status. But this is the act of the heart. What about the act of the limbs? Let's take a short break and come back and talk about the ibadah, the sacrifice, the work that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq actually did for the religion of Allah, actually did for the Messenger of Allah, actually did for Islam, in order to gain and attain that rank of truthfulness, and also to be given a glad tiding of Jannah when he was a living individual walking in the face of this earth. Let's take a short break and come back. Talk a little bit more about the faithful friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second of the two, Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I rarely did accept Muhammad's message from God.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose whom he wills subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, for his messengership, for the revelation to be revealed. This is not for the human beings to make that decision. If a person would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, truthfully, asking for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. We have as Muslims a duty, and that is to recite the book of Allah, to ponder over the verses, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to act according to the Quran. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything, but it who would this mercy will be for? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all mankind. So the ummah, or the people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are all mankind since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the day of judgment. Why waste our life without getting to know every verse in the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Righteous Companions. And we are talking about the faithful friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second of the two, Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And at the beginning of the episode, we said that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was given that status of the truthfulness. Also, he was given the glad tiding of Jannah while he is living here in the face of this earth. Now, how did he earn that? How did he gain that? Because he's the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and he's the friend of the Messenger? No. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب. It is not wishful thinking. If you want to get to Jannah, if you want to be elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must work. You must work. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the حديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. One day, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked the companions, who is fasting today? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq raised his hand. He said, oh, I'm O Messenger of Allah. Who visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه raised his hand and he said, me, O Messenger of Allah. Who given a sadaqah or fed a miskin today? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq raised his hand and he said, am, O Messenger of Allah. And the fourth question, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who followed a janazah, who walked behind a janazah today? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, am, O Messenger of Allah. Four deeds in one day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made that statement, لا يجتمعنا في أحد إلا ودخل الجنة. No one would actually do these four deeds in one day, but he will enter Jannah. That is why you should be careful. You should actually strive to get those four deeds together. For example, if you learn that you have a janazah in your community, all you have to do is wake up fasting in the morning. All you have to do is go visit a sick person, give sadaqah or feed a miskeen. This way you end up doing, at least try to work to do that sunnah at least once in your life. But if you can't do it so often, because the Prophet ﷺ said, anyone who does these things in one day, he will enter Jannah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq immediately upon accepting Islam, the Shahada, upon saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, he mobilized himself to da'wah. He actually went and called six of those who were giving glad tidings of Jannah. Uthman ibn Affan came to Islam because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf came to Islam because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas came to Islam because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Talha ibn Ubaidillah became a Muslim because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Zubayr ibn al-Awwam became a Muslim because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Wa fi riwaya in a wording Abi Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah. Six of those who were given glad tidings of Jannah will come in the day of resurrection in the scale of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because he was the one who given them da'wah. He's the one who invited them to Islam. How long you been a Muslim? You probably are born a Muslim. How many people did you help to bring to Islam? How many people did you give da'wah to? Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Immediately upon accepting Islam, he mobilized himself. He actually mobilized all of his money. And the author fi Mustadrak al-Hakim, and the narrator of this author is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, because he always sees Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu giving, giving, giving. And he said, one day I had some money, I had some wealth with me. And I said, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the companions to give sadaqah. And I said, today I will beat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. I will give more than what Abu Bakr gives. I will be more generous than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Umar decided to take half of his wealth and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for the sake of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Umar ibn al-Khattab, what did you leave for your family? Umar said, I left half of this. Then while he was standing, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu brought all of his wealth. All of his wealth. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, this is sadaqah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what did you leave for your family, O Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? He said, taraktu lahum, I left for them Allah and His Messenger. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, no way I can defeat you, Abu Bakr. I will stop doing that. Look, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his ibadah, his worship, the four things that he did, his money. There is a wording out there, there is a hadith out there that is, I know it's authentic, that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu had to begin with something like 40,000 dinar. He spent it all in the sake of Allah. He freed slaves. Bilal was freed. when Bilal was persecuted by the disbelievers, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually hinted and he said, who can free Bilal? Who can free Bilal from slavery? He's being punished by those disbelievers. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh was the one who went to the master of Bilal radiallahu anh, and he paid his money for his freedom, and he freed him. Amir ibn Abi Fuhayra, it was mentioned that he freed up to 7 companions, male companions and female companions, from slavery. This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh. This is how he reached the status, brothers and sisters in Islam. He worked. He was also a follower of the sunnah of the Prophet, of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would command him to do something, he would not hesitate for a second to do it. Listen to this. When the people spoke about the honor of the mother of the believer, Aisha radiallahu anha, what we know in the sunnah, hadith al-ifk, there was one of the people whom Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha basically sponsored. His name is Mustah ibn Uthatha. Mustah. Mustah was sponsored by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He used to take care of him financially. And you know what? Mustah was one of the people who circulated the rumors about Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu became upset. That is his daughter. And this is the wife of the messenger, his beloved and faithful, beloved friend, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said what? He said what? I will not spend on Mustah anymore. But look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse in Surah An-Nur, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا إِلُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Basically, the overall meaning of the verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to carry on spending on Mustah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, wouldn't you like Allah to forgive your sins? Look what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said. I love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love my sins. By Allah, I will not stop spending on you, O Mustah. And the hadith fi sahih al-Bukhari, kitab al-tafsir, narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu reached that status. It is not because of his birth. It is not because of his name. It is not because of his nearness with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he worked. He did a lot of work. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu made a statement. Layla min Abi Bakr. Layla min Abi Bakr as-Siddiq khayrun min Umar wa Ali. A night from Abi Bakr as-Siddiq is better than Umar and the family of Umar. You know what he's talking about? What is Umar is talking about? The night of the Hijrah. Laylatul Hijrah, when the whole family of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu were working for Allah. Were working for Allah. Have you seen anything like this? The daughter Asma carrying the food to the cave. Amir ibn Abi Fuhayra, the shepherd, taking the sheep next to the cave where they could milk and give them milk to eat. Abdul Rahman, the son of Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, going around Mecca and finding out what they are plotting and what they are planning so that he would bring the news to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at night. And here is in order for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make decision based on the facts that Abdul Rahman would bring to them in the cave. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is guarding and taking care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave. The whole family, brothers and sisters in Islam, working for Allah. What you have done, what did you do for Islam? This is why we are sharing with you the stories of our righteous companions. And the top of the list is Abi Bakr as-Siddiq, to motivate you to work for Allah. Is your family, all of your family, working for Allah, serving the deen of Allah, giving da'wah, helping the cause of Islam to basically become successful and victorious wherever you are? This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is how he reached that status of the truthfulness as-Siddiqiyya. And this is how he was given, qualified to be given the glad tidings of Jannah when he was walking in the face of this earth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't miss the next episode of Righteous Companions. An event that will show you the quality of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu always has been that merciful, compassionate friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll shed more light about this in the next episode. But when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, the caliber of the leadership of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq emerged. I'm talking about the event of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa and the reaction of all of the companions, including the strongest of them, Umar. They all were shaken. But Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was the one who stood firm and wise and helped all the companions to be steadfast. And he helped them to handle the situation wisely and properly. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the faithful friend, the second of the two, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the beloved companion of the friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. We'll continue the next episode of Righteous Companions. Please join us till then. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Companions spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, how readily did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend.